Today is June 24th, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for Patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll explore how chronic stress quietly rewires your gut and hormones, what two leading gastroenterologists want you to know about your digestive system, and one surprisingly simple swap that could meaningfully reduce your daily microplastic exposure. Your body is not a collection of separate systems running in parallel. It is one deeply connected conversation, and you have more influence over that conversation than you might think. That is the empowering truth at the heart of everything we're covering today. Every informed choice you make is a genuine act of self-care. So let's take a calm, grounded look at what the latest thinking is telling us. Let's start with stress, because it touches everything else we'll discuss. When your brain perceives a threat, it triggers the release of a hormone called cortisol. Think of cortisol as your body's internal alarm system. A brief burst? Totally normal, actually helpful. But when that alarm stays on, day after day, week after week, the effects accumulate in ways that show up across your whole body. Persistently elevated cortisol has been linked to weight gain, particularly around the midsection, poor sleep quality, rising blood sugar, rising blood pressure, and a steady decline in mood. A health educator featured in today's research offered a genuinely useful reframe here, drawing on the ancient philosophy of Stoicism. And stay with me, because this is more practical than it sounds. Much of what keeps cortisol elevated isn't what's actually happening in your life. It's the mental replaying of past conversations, the worry about future events, the frustration over things completely outside your control. The Stoic practice of pausing to ask yourself, is this something I actually control? And consciously releasing what isn't is described as the very mechanism through which your nervous system begins to settle. Not immediately, and not perfectly, but over time, consistently. Now here is where the connection gets really interesting. Dr. Mark Hyman, speaking on the Doctor's Pharmacy podcast, made the point that chronic stress is one of the most underestimated disruptors of gut health. When your body stays in a persistent state of alertness, blood flow moves away from your digestive organs. Your gut lining becomes more vulnerable, and the trillions of bacteria, fungi, and microorganisms that make up your microbiome, your inner ecosystem, shift in ways that promote inflammation. And then the relationship reverses. A disrupted gut can worsen anxiety and mood, which elevates stress, which further disrupts the gut. Dr. Hyman described this as the gut-brain axis, a two-way communication highway between your digestive system and your nervous system. Neither one operates in isolation from the other. So let's spend a moment really understanding what your gut is doing, because most of us dramatically underestimate it. Approximately 70% of your immune system lives in and around your gut. Your microbiome actively regulates inflammation, metabolism, cravings, hormone balance, and even skin health every single day. Many people are surprised to learn that an unhealthy gut doesn't always announce itself with obvious digestive symptoms. It can show up as fatigue, brain fog, anxiety, eczema, or simply getting sick more often than feels normal. As Dr. Hyman put it, the gut is often the hidden driver underneath seemingly unrelated health problems. Dr. Mark Pimentel, a gastroenterologist and leading researcher at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, added an important dimension to this picture. His research suggests that over 70 million Americans have SIBO, that small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, IBS, or a related gut disorder, and an additional 74% of Americans report some form of digestive discomfort. In roughly 60% of people with a diarrhea-predominant form of IBS, he says the underlying driver is bacterial overgrowth in the small intestine, and it's often traceable to a past episode of food poisoning. Here's the mechanism, and it's fascinating. A toxin produced during food poisoning can trigger the immune system to inadvertently damage the nerves that run the gut's natural cleaning waves. Those cleaning waves are what normally sweep bacteria out of the small intestine and keep things balanced. When they're damaged, stagnation sets in, and overgrowth follows. This process typically begins approximately 3 months after the original food poisoning event, which means many patients can trace gut problems they're experiencing today back to a stomach bug or a bad meal from years, even decades earlier. Dr. Pimentel also offered one of the most practical dietary insights in today's briefing. Your gut has two modes, eating mode and cleaning mode. Those natural cleaning waves only activate when you are not eating. So constant snacking, even healthy snacking, prevents the gut from ever entering cleaning mode. Allowing at least 5 hours between meals and protecting your overnight fasting window supports this natural rhythm. You don't need a rigid protocol. Simply being mindful of not grazing constantly throughout the day is genuinely supportive. Now let's talk about hormones, because two physicians in today's research made a case that hormonal health is far broader than most people realize. Dr. Kelly Casperson, speaking on the New Frontiers in Functional Medicine podcast, and Dr. Rachel Rubin on the Diary of a CEO, both emphasize that hormones are whole-body messengers. They touch brain metabolism, bone density, heart health, bladder function, sleep quality, mood, energy, and cognitive clarity. Dr. Casperson explained that estrogen supports the brain's ability to use energy efficiently, contributes to cellular repair, and has what she described as profoundly anti-inflammatory effects throughout the body. She noted that 2022 Menopause Society guidelines state that for women within 10 years of their last period, the benefit of hormone therapy outweighs the risk, which is a notably strong statement in medicine. Building on that, Dr. Rubin added that testosterone is not exclusively a male hormone. Women begin losing testosterone in their 30s, and it plays a meaningful role in energy, mood, libido, and cognitive function. She also raised something worth noting for anyone taking GLP-1 weight loss medications like Ozempic or Mounjaro. In an unpublished survey of approximately 1,000 women presented at a medical conference, roughly 25% reported sexual side effects, underscoring just how broadly hormonal health intersects with other medical decisions. Both physicians also made a point that I want to make sure lands clearly. Vaginal estrogen, applied locally, is considered safe for virtually all women, including cancer survivors, women who have had blood clots, stroke survivors, and breastfeeding mothers. According to data Dr. Casperson referenced, it reduces recurrent urinary tract infection risk by approximately 60%. And Dr. Rubin noted the cost can be as low as $14 for roughly 2.5 months, supply through certain pharmacies. Despite all of this, more than 75% of women in large database studies are not receiving prescriptions for vaginal hormonal treatments that could offer these benefits. If you've been living with recurrent UTIs, vaginal discomfort, or related symptoms, that statistic is worth bringing to your next provider visit. Finally, let's talk about something that often flies under the radar: the everyday materials we use and what they may be quietly contributing to our health picture. Josephine Musco, speaking on The Art of Being Well with Dr. Will Cole, brought attention to microplastics and nanoplastics, invisible particles shed from plastic and plastic-coated materials that accumulate in the body through food, beverages, and even the air we breathe. A 2019 study published in Environmental Science and Technology found billions of microplastic particles released from a single tea bag steeped in hot water. Billions! From one cup of tea. Musco highlighted that heat dramatically accelerates plastic particle release, and that nanoplastics, which are smaller than 1 micron, are small enough to cross protective barriers in the body, including the blood-brain barrier. One finding she cited: people who ate 1 canned soup per day for 5 consecutive days experienced a 1,221% increase in urinary BPA. That's bisphenol A, a plastic chemical that acts as an endocrine disruptor, meaning it can interfere with your body's hormone signaling. The good news is that the practical swaps here are genuinely low effort. Loose leaf tea with a stainless steel infuser instead of bagged tea. A glass or stainless steel water bottle. Glass or ceramic food containers instead of plastic, especially for hot foods. These are small changes that, made consistently, meaningfully reduce a daily source of exposure. Before we close, something that both sets of physicians in today's briefing agree on: lifestyle practices are the bedrock upon which everything else rests. Dr. Casperson called exercise the single most important intervention. Dr. Hyman described the microbiome as a rainforest. The more diverse your diet, the more resilient your inner ecosystem becomes. Eat the rainbow, he says. Different plant foods feed different species of beneficial gut bacteria, and at your next meal, even 2 or 3 different colors of vegetables, some leafy greens, a sprinkle of seeds that is already moving the needle. And if you are a woman experiencing persistent symptoms, UTIs, vaginal discomfort, low energy, mood changes, sleep disruption, please write those symptoms down before your next appointment. Having a specific, written list empowers you to have a more informed and productive conversation with your provider. You deserve that conversation. A gentle reminder, everything in today's briefing is for educational purposes only. It's not a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Please consult your healthcare provider before making significant changes, especially if you have an existing diagnosis. And if you experience rectal bleeding, severe pelvic pain, a fever lasting more than 2 days, sudden shortness of breath, UTI symptoms that aren't improving, or any rapidly worsening symptoms, please seek professional evaluation promptly. And if you're struggling with anxiety, depression, or thoughts of self-harm, please reach out to a licensed mental health professional. Your one simple, cost-free step for today: build 5 minutes of intentional stillness into your morning before you reach for your phone. Slow breathing, a quiet moment, a brief walk outside. Your nervous system and your gut are listening, and they respond to even small gestures of calm. That's not a small thing. That's care. You've got this. Take care of yourself. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.